Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. It's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to a best of edition of The Brendan Show. These best of episodes feature training that I have done live, sometimes online to tens of thousands of people, or live on stage where I was speaking on some stages across the world. Or these might be some of my monthly training programs and highlights of those that I do every single month with our monthly students. So I know you're going to really enjoy these because these are a little bit more of a deep dive look at some of my training as a personal and professional development trainer. You know, I focus so much on helping you find that deeper level of motivation and start practicing some of those high performance habits. Well, you hear me talk about many of those concepts in these special episodes here. These are my best of trainings only and exclusively right here on The Brendan Show. So I hope you enjoy them. Please know that as you hear me speak in many of these, you'll hear me reference something because sometimes I'll have been training live or on video or on stage or through a broadcast. So you might not be able to see something I'm suggesting or motioning to, or maybe even drawing out on a flip chart or motioning towards on a presentation, but you'll get the gist of it. So make sure you bust out your journal. Take some good notes here, because this is really valuable insights on the mindset or the strategy that you need to adopt in order to improve your life. And if you want to go and get more content like this, but much more deeper and have more of an interactive relationship with me in this type of training, make sure you join our High Performance Monthly Training Program. That's our monthly subscription program where I go live with you and our high performance students every single month. And I train on a new topic or a new piece of research that we've created from the High Performance Institute. And I train on that. And then I do Q&A and actual live coaching and interactive coaching with people every single month. That's called High Performance Monthly. And you can access it at brendon.com/monthly. That's brendon.com/monthly. brendon.com/monthly to get deeper dive training similar to this. So if you like this, you would love that training program. But without further ado, let's jump in right now to one of the Brendon Show's best of trainings. We're going to walk through success habits today. And what I want you to do as we go through them is challenge yourself. How well are you executing that particular habit in your life? Right? Again, excellence and consistency. Are you doing it with excellence? And you're doing it consistently. That's what's going to make it a positive habit in your life. I'm telling you, these fundamentals will shift your life. And I have to build it all up like this before I reveal the first one, because you go, of course. But people don't do it. And that's why they struggle so. So let's jump into it. What's the first habit of becoming a successful person? It's very straightforward, and I think it's universal to all personal development, and I'm going to test you on this one, and that is, it's your level of personal responsibility. The habit of fully owning your life in particular categories, which we'll talk about here in a moment, it's taking total responsibility for what's happening in your life. Even if you didn't cause it, even if someone else, you're not blaming other people, you're not making excuses, you're saying, okay, right now, I'm creating these things in my life. And if we can learn to take command of these things in our life, again, at a level of excellence and consistency, as a habit, then our life changes. So here's what we have to be personally responsible for in our life. And I'm going to quiz you on these. The first one is our aim, right? Our goals, our ambition, our vision, if you will. We just call it our aim. Have you been really waking up with an intention, with an aim, a goal for the day? Have you been truly responsible for the direction of your life? Where you've been the last couple years? Has the last three years been a striving for you to attain something, to become something, to contribute something? Or has it become a hot mess of running down this distraction, going in this area, going in that area? Has it been all over the place with no intention? Well, that's the habit of personal responsibility. We just have to own the fact that wherever you've landed today is you either aimed to be there or you didn't aim to be there. And either way, you got to own that. That's personal responsibility. Personal responsibility is also not only owning just our aim, it's owning our attention, your focus. You have to own where your attention and your focus is going. If you find yourself too distracted, if your habit is a habit of distraction, you're ruined. And you and I both know that. We have to own that responsibility of, boy, I've got to be diligent about protecting where my attention is going. Otherwise, life will go off the rails. I'll never achieve that aim. Third thing we have to have personal responsibility for as a habit, our attitude. You know, our attitude. Are you showing up a grumpy bear too often? Whose fault is that? Are you owning that, saying, you know what, it's my issue, I am generating a bad attitude? Or does it happen once in a while? If it happens once in a while, that's cool, it happens for all of us once in a while. But if it's on a consistent basis, it's become, you're generating the habit of becoming an angry, frustrated, bitter person. Well, you got to own that.
if your life is just flooded in bitterness, whose fault is that? This is the habit of personal responsibility, saying, I created this reality. I might not have created every element of it, but I'm creating how I interpret it and how I respond to it in this moment. That's maximum personal responsibility. And we got to do that. And I know you already know that. So let me challenge you on this. Out of like the most important people in your life, who has the best attitude? I want you to ask, out of everybody you're surrounded by at your job, who has the best attitude? If it's not you, let's own that and let's start developing a better attitude for ourselves. Last piece, if we can focus on our aim, our attention, and we can focus on that attitude, then obviously we have to take personal responsibility for all of our actions, right? What behaviors we are doing and the overall actions as a theme in our life. Are the behaviors that I'm exuding as a father being sufficient, supportive, loving of my children? Are my overall actions at work leading the business to grow? Are my overall actions in my relationship deepening that relationship and bringing it more joy? Or are my overall actions making things go worse? Are my overall reactions not contributing? And what actions should I change and change immediately? Because I own them and I'm being aware of them. So much of personal responsibility is being awareness of these things. Having an awareness, a consciousness, a conscientiousness to our aim, our attitude, our attention, and our actions. And what we know from all of science is that conscientious people live longer, literally. They are happy, happier, literally. And these are things we can measure as a science. So this might sound like a simple one, but it is the grand unifying habit. The habit of taking personal responsibility for one's life is everything. And I know every single trainer in the success category, the personal development category, says this. So if this is repetition for you, thank goodness that you've heard this before. We have to own these types of things in our life. They're fundamental. It's common sense. Now it's going to be common practice. If you're already in this place and you're like, dude, I got it. I'm good there. Okay, how could you go to the next level of clarity about your aim? I mean, clarity about what you really want in your relationships, the ones you have now or the ones you could create, in your work, in your own well-being. What's that next level of attitude development for you? What's that next level of narrowing in your attention to what matters? What's that next level of honing in your actions to be more supportive and congruent of your values and who you are as a person? All over the world, as I work with people, the next level for you, what's that next level of habit I could develop to own my full experience? What's that next level of owning and controlling and being conscientious and supportive of my aim, my attitude, my attention, my actions? That's going to take you to the next level.
All right, my friend, I hope that you enjoyed that best of episode. Was that inspiring? Were you fired up? Did you love it? If you did, make sure you do me a favor. Go out on social media somewhere and share that episode. You know, just go out, post it somewhere, post yourself listening to it. Make sure you hashtag The Brendan Show, because when you do that, I can look you up and we can find you on Instagram and post that on the social media. And sometimes we do all expense paid trips to people we find. We just randomly select people. We send them gifts, autograph books, swag, t-shirts, all expense paid trips to some of my seminars. So make sure you let us know. Share what you thought about this episode out there on the social media worlds, and then we can find you and celebrate you. And also, I would love to invite you to join us in our High Performance Monthly program. So just go to brendan.com/monthly. That's brendan.com/monthly. That's where we do deeper dive trainings like you just heard, but we do that every single month. And there's some live Q&A there, and I do some giveaways, and we give students in that monthly program tickets to my seminars and some extra special training on leadership. So make sure to check it out at brendan.com/monthly. I appreciate you being part of this community of so many people dedicated to finding that deeper drive of motivation and practicing high performance habits so that they can become extraordinary in their careers, in your personal life, in your health.
You can live an extraordinary quality of life, and sometimes you just need a little bit more training and a little bit more nudge, a little bit more energy, a little bit more drive and consistency. And I'm hoping that being part of this community with The Brendan Show, I'm providing that to you in some way. So thank you, my friend, for listening. I look forward to seeing you or listening with you on the next episode of The Brendon Show. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm gonna change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori And she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy. I was like, ah, oh, it's one of my favorite words in the English language. Earn. To earn the gifts we've been given. To earn the life that we want. To work for it. To strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're going to get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot. You'll be motivated. And you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast.